KSRN News, I'm John Scott. A United Nations vote to grant new rights for Palestinians.
The UN General Assembly is expected to vote on a resolution that would grant Palestine new rights and privileges and call on the Security Council to favourably reconsider its request to become the 194th member of the UN. The US vetoed a widely backed council resolution on April 18 that would have paved the way for full UN membership for Palestine. Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood made clear on Thursday the Biden administration is opposed to the assembly resolution. But unlike the Security Council, there are no vetoes in the 193-member General Assembly. And the resolution is expected to be approved by a large majority. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, this week's attempt to unseat the Speaker of the House of Representatives by Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene failed in a lopsided 359-43 vote. Speaker Mike Johnson says, in his words, the grown-ups are still in charge in the House.
You know, chaos and division don't do a single thing to help in our mission. I mean, it hurts our cause. It diminishes our chances to, you know, keep, of course, and grow the House majority for the Republican Party. We can't show dysfunction. And I think Marjorie knew the outcome all along, but she did it anyway.
Speaker Johnson's views on a wide range of issues can be heard Saturday on the Salem News program This Week on the Hill. Consumer sentiment fell sharply in May to the lowest level in 6 months as Americans cited concerns about stubbornly high inflation and interest rates. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index dropped to 67.4 this month from a final reading of 77.2 in April. The Dow ahead 67 points, at the NASDAQ 18 points in the red. This is SRN News. Teachers in one big city have some unusual demands.
Unions generally seek higher wages for their members, and the Chicago Teachers Union is negotiating for a pay hike. But according to leaked documents, the CTU also wants the city to pay for its members' abortions, establish gender-neutral bathrooms in every school, and spend millions of dollars to provide services to thousands of illegal immigrant children. The Illinois Policy Institute, a conservative think tank, revealed the CTU documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bipartisan group of North Carolina lawmakers approved a bill codifying a new definition of anti-Semitism into law. A nearly unanimous House of Delegates voted in favor of the Shalom Act, which adopts the definition provided by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. Republican House Speaker Tim Moore says the legislation could guide educators and help law enforcement agencies determine whether to charge someone with a hate crime. This is SRN News. TikTok says it's going to start automatically labeling content that's made by artificial intelligence when it's uploaded from certain platforms.
TikTok says its efforts are an attempt to combat misinformation from being spread on its social media platform. TikTok's policy in the past has been to encourage users to label content that's been generated or significantly edited by AI. It also requires users to label all AI-generated content where it contains realistic images, audio, and video.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A Virginia school board will restore the names of Confederate military leaders to a high school and an elementary school 4 years after those names were removed. In Woodstock, the board says the previous school board ignored popular sentiment, and due process with the names Stonewall Jackson and Ashby Lee were stripped. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.